KBOO.
Hello, I'm back. Thank you, Janka and Emma. And I have a couple labor-related announcements to make, and then we'll go back to the indivisible people here this evening. It's the Women's Trade, Oregon Tradeswomen Career Fair. That is coming up May 18th and 19th. And this is a workshop, all-encompassing exploration of high-demand career paths for women. And this includes working in the trades. And it is a wonderful workshop, and it helps women focus in on getting higher-paid jobs. So if you're interested in that, you can certainly contact tradeswomen.net/fair, and you'll have more details on that. We also have something going on here in Portland. Now, earlier you heard about the Lyft people and some of their difficulties. Well, there's also the Amalgamated Transit Union 757. They are the union for the people that drive the TriMet buses for Americans with the disabilities. The TriMet, it's also called Lyft, spelled differently, L-I-F-T. They're having a lot of problems because it's been farmed out. It looks like it's TriMet on their buses and everything, but really it's been subcontracted, and they're having a lot of labor issues with that. So what they're trying to do is have a meeting where people can discuss the difficulties they're having and see if they can't come to some conclusion and helpful, so that the employees that ride and drive those buses are getting a better shake. So if you're interested in that, you can check that out with the Amalgamated Transit Union 757. And they can be reached at 503-232-9144. And this is important to seniors and disabled people, and it helps them, that not only the people that work there, but the people that get the service. So be sure and check that out and see if you can't help with that, with having your opinion there. Now we are going back to our individual guests, Megan and Smitha. So who should we start out with this time?
I would like a hoodie, please.
You would. You want a hoodie. You know what you can do.
Donate. Yeah,
yes.
$25 a month. Get one of those hoodies.
You can step right in there when we're
absolutely
through. When we're through, you can step right into the money.
The tradeswoman.
Yes.
Thing. I would like to go to that as well.
Yes. Wow.
We are multifaceted activists.
I know that.
And one of our new facets that we are working on right now with Indivisible Oregon is the midterm election. So the midterm elections is, I guess, the colloquial term for off-year elections when a president is not nominated at that time.
Well, in House of Representatives, U.S. House of Representatives, they're elected every 2 years. Mm-hmm. And some people, there's still like some confusion around that. Senate is also on three cycles, so they do six-year terms, and then every 2 years, a third of them are up. So every 2 years, there's a chance to take back a seat or...
So all right.
And there's problems because it's the presidential election that gets the voters out.
Right.
So I don't mean to be hyperbolic, but the 2018 midterm elections are the most important elections of my lifetime. I firmly believe that the bedrock of our democracy relies on this election, and that this current administration is trying to tear down our democracy and is taking numerous authoritarian and autocratic steps. And the way to fight back is not only making calls to your members of Congress and showing up at your members of Congress, but is voting. Voting is a privilege. Democracy takes hard work. And so we at Indivisible Oregon are finding ways for anyone who is interested in looking towards saving our democracy to coming out and participating in these midterm elections. And one thing we want to highlight is that there are so many ways to volunteer. So a lot of people, and I was one of them, kind of had angst about doing election stuff because I was like, oh, I gotta like go and talk to people and like talk on the phone. And
Smitha hates talking.
Oh yeah, I'm horrible. actually, I don't particularly mind. I actually canvass, and I'm okay with that. But that's a choice that I can make. Is I'm okay canvassing and talking on the phone. But as we've discussed, you know, not everyone has a liberty to be physically able to do some of those things, just has the inclination to do those things. So there's so many behind the scene things you can do. There's data and tech things like Megan is talking about.
Oh, I have lots.
There's, you know, stuffing envelopes. There is, you know, providing food, you know, just like canvassers need water and granola bars, and if you're someone who can drop those off, that is huge in terms of what that can do for a campaign. And then there's money, you know. I mean, we are asking for money during this hour, and in a campaign, you know, $5 here and there can make a huge difference. So at indivisibleor.org, we have a lot of midterm resources where you can get involved with us. As Megan said, we have a specific volunteer tab. If you fill that out, we'll be in touch with you about all of our different opportunities. And we have many sister organizations throughout the city, and we're all working together. But we are specifically looking at two races, and I'll let Megan kind of go through those because she knows the details.
Right now we're because we focus on a federal level, we're mainly involved with Washington 3 right now, because they need some help, and it's close enough where we can, a lot of people from Portland can go out and just kind of help other indivisible groups out there, especially living in such a progressive area. We can kind of spread that energy out, and we have a lot of people who are wanting to be on the ground and kind of doing things. And right now they're working in tandem with Washington Dems, to just kind of go out in the 3rd District in Washington and find out what people care about. That's really, it's not about candidates right now. It's just about getting a feel for what people are caring about. And so anyone who wants to help make sure that the people in Washington 3 are being represented and are having the issues that they care about represented in Congress, can go to our website, and under the events tab, you can RSVP for a canvas. The next one is next Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And some people ask, you know, why Washington 3? And so, you know, when we look at the congressional map, every seat is in play as far as the House of Representatives, as Megan pointed out, and a third of the Senate is. And there are multiple organizations looking at elections across the country at different levels. So if you have a passion for a particular campaign, please go and volunteer. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for some ideas, Swing Left is an organization with which we're working that is specifically looking at swinging or flipping House seats. If you're looking at state level organizations, which we at Indivisible Oregon do not focus, but there's a group called Sister District that looks at state level organizations. There's also a group called Flippable that looks at state level organizations. And so, you know, make that commitment and find an organization or a race about which you care. And so we in the Portland area, we're looking for a federal race in which we can participate. And the group that needed the most help, as Megan pointed out, was Washington 3, and it's been identified by Swing Left. So there's additional resources there. So in addition to the canvassing, which are these really gratifying deep dive canvasses where you go and just talk to your, you know, fellow human beings about, you know, what is it that moves you? What is your number one concern? And not trying to persuade anyone, just really being there and listening to them and sharing values together, because that's what it really comes down to is, you know, we have progressive values. We want everyone to do better, because when everyone does better, this country is lifted up. And so finding out those values that voters care about and then bringing them back and understanding, you know, how can we meet those values? How can we align our values together to move this country forward? And so that's what these canvasses are about. And as we said, during those canvasses, you can be someone who goes door to door. You can help with the logistics, you know, copying papers, getting clipboards together, entering data into computers, providing food. But in addition to that, we also have some fundraising that is associated with that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, not everyone has a lot of time, but we do have a Swing Left account that we've set up. And so Swing Left, as we said, is working towards flipping House districts. And they have just kind of a pot of money there that will go to the nominee who's most likely to unseat the current incumbent who is providing support to this administration. And so you can also find that link on our website, indivisibleor.org, and make a contribution and work towards some progressive candidates.
Now, when you say Washington, are we talking about the area around Vancouver?
Yes. Yeah, it's right across the river.
Right.
The river.
Right. So it's close, easy. And we probably have several listeners from that area, I'm thinking.
Perfect. Well, get involved.
We could definitely use help. I mean, you know, we're not trying to be carpetbaggers and coming in and trying to say what to do from Portland. It's just that, you know, some boots on the ground were needed, and we had boots. And so we were like, let's go and let's do this. And so if you're interested, the other thing that we're doing is, you know, as to house these canvases, we need places to meet. We're using some library space. But if there are any union spaces out there that would want to help us just house canvassing locations, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, that's a way the union can get involved with Indivisible, is if you can give us a space over in Vancouver or that area. Okay, we're going back for Jenna and Emma.
Jenka.
Welcome back, Jenka.
And we want to offer you a way to be involved in civic activism in your community and be an owner of this radio station during this, our spring membership drive. We're asking for your support for KBOO Community Radio. This is one of the few times a year when we come to you, the listener, and ask you to join and be a member of the KBOO family. So please call right now, 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-KBOO. Because as we heard about this regime taking increasingly authoritarian and autocratic steps, we need community radio now more than ever.
We really do. You know, the kind of work that Indivisible is doing, KBOO is nonpartisan, so we cannot like take political stands. But I can tell you that the work that organizations do, like Indivisible, is like so important for helping to build democratic processes. And the way that Indivisible works is trying to encourage people to get involved in electoral politics. And the way that KBOO works is we want you to get involved in your community. We want you to know everything that there is that you can possibly know about what's happening in your community. And that's why we bring you voices like Indivisible, we bring you Labor Radio, we bring you a wide range of perspectives, because we want you to be as fully informed as you possibly can be. One of the things I noticed Indivisible said was that there are 435 House seats up for grab this election, and there are 35 U.S. Senate seats. So you can make a difference. And one of the ways that you can make a difference is by giving to KBOO right now, by sending in a donation. You can do direct democracy right now through your voice and through your vote and through your contribution to KBOO. You can participate in a process of changing the world. We ask people if they can, if you can give 1 hour of wage a month, like if you make $15 an hour, if you could give $15 a month to KBOO, that would be $180 a year. That's not very much. It's a great contribution to KBOO, though, and it helps us get that much closer to our goal.
You know, we're trying to raise $117,000. We're more than halfway there, but we still have, what, like a little over $50,000 to go. We could have, you know, one hero give us $50,000. And if you're someone divesting yourself from the system right now and you want to just lay off some assets and support KBOO Community Radio, we'd be happy to accept it. But what I really like is actually if we have 1,000 people giving $50, that really makes us maintain our independence, because all of those seemingly small donations come together to make this station possible, and then we're not susceptible to the kind of pressure that other stations that are run by commercial entities are, where the big corporate head can say, you can put this on the radio, but you can't put that on the radio.
Yeah.
No, we're not that kind of station. We're independent, and we're independent because we have listener support. Right now, we need that support, and we need that support from you. Yes, I'm talking to you. You're listening. You support this type of cause, and you support KBOO Community Radio, and we want you to put that money down right now and say, yes, I do support it. I will do $25 a month, and I'll get that KBOO hoodie, or I will do $5 a month and get myself a KBOO beanie cap, also perfect for this weather. 877-500-5266. We need those phones ringing right now. 877-500-5266.
Thank you, Jenka and Emma. I think I got your name right that time, Jenka.
You can get a whole outfit, a whole KBOO outfit.
Yes, you can.
Yes, t-shirts. I am very fond of hats.
There's hats. A t-shirt too?
Oh, yes. Earlier today,
I am always
for Democracy
into
Now.
For resistance wear.
I'm going to get the whole ensemble.
I'm wearing a March for Our Lives
t-shirt. Well, you know, it'll cost you a little
bit. That's fine.
Yeah. That's okay. And you can just step back into the booth there, and they'll take your money. There's no doubt about that.
Perfect. Also,
so we're back, and we're going to extend this conversation to what did you want to hit on?
Yeah, so the other race that we're paying attention to is OR2. It's District 2. It's basically the entire western half of Eastern half of Oregon. It is the fifth largest congressional district in the country. It's represented by Greg Walden at the moment, who, as a lot of people know, was the architect of the ACA repeal that happened last spring, and also was heavily involved with the tax reform, in quotes, legislation that passed. And so what we're doing right now is trying to build the infrastructure to get people on the ground out there and help them. They have such a large area to organize around. It's really difficult to get actual representatives that represent the whole district because it just takes so much energy. Greg Walden and the Republican Party have a whole lot of money behind them. And one of the organizers from Indivisible National was saying that basically all Greg Walden has to do is get on the phone and he could have $1 million. Paul Ryan came out here to fundraise for him. Excuse me. And so what we're doing is trying to figure out a way to help them just be represented. And another interesting thing about Oregon is that there are almost 1 million people who are non-affiliated voters, which means when they're registered to vote, but they didn't check a party. And so that is a weird thing that only happens in Oregon, apparently. And in District 2, it is even more prevalent. And so we're trying to figure out ways to reach out to people on issues, kind of where it hits them in their local communities. And we're looking for people who have experience in that area, who grew up there, maybe know a little bit about the population or where we can kind of get involved. Indivisible.org/volunteer.
And there's a group started in Bend, right?
There are several. There are 16 Indivisible groups in OR2 alone.
Yeah, we are by no means spearheading this. We are merely providing support. So the Indivisible groups in Greg Walden's district are on it. They know what he is doing. They are calling every day. They are, you know, well steeped in what needs to happen in a campaign. And, you know, they see him as a Trumpian candidate. He has rubber stamped this administration's agenda. As Megan pointed out, he, as chair of his committee in the House, oversees a lot of health care and was responsible for a large part of the ACA repeal of last summer. You know, he was part of he was the authorship of some of the reason why CHIP funding was held up, because he attached partisan issues to that.
Children's health insurance program.
Exactly. And so he wanted to sort of rob Peter to pay Paul. He has gotten so much money from the telecom industry, which makes him very hard to be impartial when it comes to his constituents on net neutrality. And so that district really is keyed in on the issues about which they care. But as Megan pointed out, it's such a large geographical space that they are going to need help. And so while Greg Walden might have the money and might have those mega donors, you know, we have the heart and we have the passion. And we, what I believe, is are standing on the right side of history in terms of fighting for everybody to have a chance. And it is not dependent on how wealthy you are or because you have really rich donors. It's dependent upon valuing everyone for who they are. And so we're trying to get that message out and trying to help that district. And so that district, in terms of the midterm actions, is not as far along as Washington 3. The primary is coming up and
May 15th.
Is May 15th. So we'd like to encourage everyone, please turn in your ballots. We are very privileged to have voting by mail in this state. There are so many other states where they use various voter suppression techniques to really limit polling hours, and we are not hemmed in by that. And so please take advantage of the opportunity that you have to vote and vote in that primary. And once that primary completes, we're hoping to work with other groups to really hit the ground running in terms of a strategy. So if you have any interest in terms of looking at Oregon and the one candidate of our congressional delegation who is rubber stamping this administration's agenda and want to fight that, please join us at indivisibleor.org/volunteer, and we will let you know about opportunities as they come up.
Okay. You know, the thing is that the Labor Radio Show, it features a lot of labor organizations with very, very similar goals, and their cultural upbringing have to do with the same ideas that you're expressing here tonight. So I'm wondering, has there been any effort to dovetail with any union organizations here in Portland?
So we do have a whole team. They're called a bridge building team that reaches out to other organizations. And we have sort of informally talked to people who are in the labor movement. We don't have any formal affiliations with any particular group. That being said, you know, if there's anyone out there who is in labor or represents labor and would like to talk to us about opportunities, you know, we do have our very specific mission about working to defend things on a federal level and then working on these two specific things. So if we don't match up, we know so many different groups in the community that we could find you. But if we do match up, you know, that's great. And there are more powers and more numbers. But we're always looking to network and to, you know, just increase the reach of progressive causes and getting out that message that everyone does better when everyone does better. And so, you know, the nitty gritty in terms of the mission may not particularly line up, but we can always find organizations. For instance, we work with a group called Nasty Women Get S Done. I'm going to have to abbreviate it on the radio. They're an amazing organization, and they're working with another group in town and they formed a team called the Midterm Squad. And so they are also working on different races, some of them with us. They're working on Kate Brown's race. And I don't know if anyone's gone to any marches. They have this amazing visual. Their hashtag is called Storm the Midterms, and they have a visual representation of a blue wave named Stormy.
I've seen that.
And it is a sight to be seen. And it's very inspirational to see that in person and realize, you know, we are putting so much effort and we're making this a reality. You know, no one is going to save us. If we want a country that represents our values, we have to build it ourselves and we have to work for it ourselves. So if there are labor partners who want to work with us, we would love to work with anyone who wants to move this country in that progressive direction where everyone has a chance.
It may be time for a lot of consolidation.
Absolutely.
Of effort.
Absolutely. I think that it has to, you know, be more about, as long as we make it about helping people and the issues and moving that forward and try to just reach out wherever we can and align on issues whenever we can. I think, like, that's how we get through this. And I think that now everyone has just, the 2016 election, I think, was really crazy for a lot of different reasons. And there's a lot of talk about division within the left or the progressive movement, but not necessarily where we're coming from. We've seen nothing but kind of this, we're in this together, and any opportunity to kind of reach out and make things better for people. We are open to it. We want to we want to get things done. We want to help people. So reach out to us.
Okay. I would like you to repeat the postcard contact and your contact. And is there any other one that you'd like to?
We have a few things. So in terms of Indivisible Oregon, our website is indivisibleor.org. If you'd like to volunteer, it's indivisibleor.org/volunteer. If you're looking for our calls to action, indivisibleor.org/action. For specific midterm issues, if you're looking in the Portland area, you can find them on our website. You can volunteer with us, or you can find other organizations like Nasty Women Get S Done. We have their calendar of events. If you're looking for national things, the two things that we highlighted this past week is postcardstovoters.org. You can sign up, and once you kind of do their initial intake process, you can write at any time. It's on your own time, and it's a very positive thing. The other thing we're talking about, a concrete action you can take, is textthevote.com. Once again, this is something you can do on your own time from your phone. And then lastly, what I'd like to highlight is not necessarily a website, but we do go to our senators' offices every week. And so we go to Senator Wyden's office, which we will be there tomorrow. It is 911 Northeast 11th Avenue, Portland, Oregon. And then we go to Senator Merkley's office downtown at 121 Southwest Salmon. And you can join us there at noon every Tuesday, where we take a very concrete action to our senators and ask them to work for change for us.
And people that arrive can also speak up about what they're interested in when the staff person comes down.
Exactly. So we have
it's a very friendly group, and it's a very easy access to your elected officials.
And one thing I want to, just as an addendum to what Smitha said, if you go to our website, indivisibleor.org, and go to our events section, we do have a community calendar where we invite the public to add events. So if you have an event, if you're with a labor issue, feel free to go to that site And add your event.
Oh, that's good. Okay, well, we're wrapping it up. I thank you both very much for being here, Megan and Smitha.
Thank you, Lane.
You're hardworking and always on. So we're going to have one last pitch from Jenka and Emma, and that's it for our show tonight.
Get a hoodie.
Get yourself a hoodie. Yes, it's a $300 pledge to KBOO that could be split into $25 a month, and get yourself that hoodie this hour. We have 6 minutes to go, about $700 to make our goal, and if we have just a few of you get that hoodie, just two and a half of you get that hoodie, then we'll make our goal. Call right now and show your support for Community Radio, 877-500-5266. And we need you to call now and support Community Radio.
We were just listening to Indivisible saying that they were looking for partners to work with. And KBOO has obviously shown itself to be a partner, a community partner of the whole community, including Indivisible, because we just had an entire hour dedicated to just listening to an organization that's doing really important work on electoral politics and from their perspective of what they're trying to do to change things. And the reason you were able to hear that was because KBOO is a community radio station. We create open space. We are the commons. We create space where people can come in, where Democrats can come in, where progressives can come in, where liberals can come in, where people of all different kinds of perspectives who are dedicated to social justice, who are dedicated to community change, who are dedicated to transforming our communities, can come and talk and share what they're doing. And the only way that we're able to do that is by your donations. If you can give us 1 hour of your wages, whatever you make a month, maybe you make $15 an hour, maybe you make $20 an hour. If you could give 1 hour of your wages that you make every month to KBOO, that would go so far. And it helps to support programming exactly like this, bringing Indivisible in, talking about how they want to transform the electoral system, giving you concrete to-do things, sending postcards, going to talk to your senators, trying to, you know, doing whatever you think you need to do to make a difference. And you heard about it right here on KBOO. You will not hear about this on corporate media. You won't even hear about this on OPB, but you will hear about it right here on KBOO, because that's the kind of station we are. Give us a call right now at 877-500-5266 and support this community radio station that's dedicated to the community, to empowering our community.
You know, maybe you're a person who tends toward electoral reform. Maybe you tend toward direct action. Either way, there's space for you at the KBOO table. And you can support your community radio station. Your $30 membership makes space for three community leaders to talk about their work on air during the KBOO evening news. A $30 membership also will train a volunteer in how to engineer a broadcast journalism program. And your $30 membership gets you the KBOO 50th anniversary enamel pin. So you need to call right now, and this is a very, very important time to support community radio. This is labor radio, radio by, for the working class. You could be an owner of this radio station. We want you to move from the working class to the owning class. Be the owner of a radio station by calling in the next 3 minutes, 877-500-5266. Everyone will be entered to win a prize. Today's drawing is for $200 to Laughing Planet Cafe.
Ooh, Laughing Planet, fun. Yeah, you know, KBOO is, you are an owner of KBOO already. You are a part of this community because you're listening right now. You're listening because you care about these issues. You care about labor radio. You care about what's going on with working class people. You care about what's going on with organizing, with unions. And the way to show your support, one of the ways that you can show your support is by calling us right now at 877-500-5266. Every week, Labor Radio, 52 weeks a year, Labor Radio brings you amazing programming, talking about what's going on with the fight for $15 an hour, going on with the fight for immigrant rights, going on with the fight for union organizing, what's happening in Washington, what's happening here in Oregon. Every week, Labor Radio brings you this great perspective, and Labor Radio has been happening for so long, I can't even remember when it started. It's such a great station.
KBOO's been here since 1968.
Yeah, it's a great, great program. It's an anchor of our programming, and we need you to call right now at 877-500-5266 to show your support. If you can give $10 a month, that's $120 a year. For $120, you will get the 50th anniversary special package, including the 50th special CD booklet and enamel pin. And we would love you to call us right now at 877-500-5266. I just heard the phones ring, Jinka.
Yes, we know, as MLK said, that the arc of history is wide, but it bends toward justice. And we are working now, bending it towards justice with our radio waves. And we want you to be a part of this movement. This is a very, very special and important time to be a part of community radio. And it's, in fact, an urgent time to be a part of community radio, as independent media is under attack in this country. As you may have noticed, KBOO Community Radio depends on listener support. That means we depend on you. So can you give $10 a month to support it? 877-500-KBOO.
KBOO is a real treasure in our community, and the arc of justice is bending towards KBOO right now. So we hope that you will call now or call during the next hour as we go to Hard Knock Radio. And, you know, consider what this station means to you. Give us a call right now at 877-500-5266.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bridges Cafe and Catering, located at 2716 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Bridges Cafe and Catering is a restaurant and catering company open daily. Dinner was provided by Biso, located at 1545 Northwest 21st Avenue in Portland, and providing seasonal and local food and drinks since 1903. BSAW is open 7 days a week. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
Rose City Native Radio is looking for folks in the Native community who knew the late, great John Talley, host of Indian World for over 30 years.
My name is John Talley, and I'm the producer of a program called Indian World.
We are currently planning a special to celebrate the 30-plus years of Indigenous programming here on KBOO, and we want to hear your stories of John Talley and programming here at KBOO.